कहते हैं लालच बुरी बला है, एक बार पैसों की लत लग गई तो सब खत्म। 9th November 1992, CBI hurries to Jetwada Nagar, Kandivali West, after being sure of a huge stock market scam. They knock at the 12,000 square feet, sea-facing, worldly penthouse, complete with a mini golf, swimming pool, and a fleet of 24 luxury cars, and ask for the accused to be handed immediately. उस दिन दो सबसे बड़े controversial लोग अरेस्ट हुए, हर्षद मेहता और उनके छोटे भाई अश्विन मेहता for a scam of estimated 3,500 crore rupees. What better way to awaken curiosity and awareness but web series? Scam 1992, the Harshad Mehta story, a web series based on the Indian stock market scam, dropped on 9th October on OTT platform Sony Liv, and it has already grabbed the number one spot on IMDb's top rated TV show lists. अब कहने को वेब सीरीज तो है ही, पर आधा अधूरा ज्ञान सबके लिए हानिकारक है। तो आइए हम फर्स्ट चैप्टर से स्टार्ट करते हैं। हर्षद शांतिलाल मेहता, बॉर्न ऑन 29 जुलाई 1954 एट पनेली मोती राजकोट डिस्ट्रिक्ट इनटू अ मिडिल क्लास गुजराती जैन फैमिली। ही स्पेंट हिज अर्ली चाइल्डहुड इन कांदिवली वेयर हिज फादर वाज अ स्मॉल टाइम टेक्सटाइल बिजनेसमैन। लेटर दे मूव टू रायपुर इन मध्य प्रदेश। बचपन से ही क्रिकेट का बहुत शौक था और उतना ही कमजोर अकेडमिक्स में। He came to Mumbai with 40 rupees in his pocket for studies and to find work. He completed his BCom in 1976 from Lala Lajpat Rai College, Mumbai, and worked in a number of odd jobs for the next 8 years. Taking his expertise in the field of his degree, he did sales jobs like selling hosiery, cement, sorting diamonds, etc. Mehta started his career as a salesperson in Mumbai office of New India Assurance Company Limited. During this time, he got interested in the stock market. He resigned just after a few days and joined a brokerage firm in 1981. यहाँ से कहानी ने ऐसा मोड़ लिया कि इतिहास आज भी इसका गवाह है। He worked for Prasanna Pranjivanda's broker, who he considered his guru. Year 1980. The government now has control of the credit delivery over 91% of banks in India, setting up a full monopoly over the system. Lekin saal 1991 mein government ne liberalization kiya. That's when the government had to start licensing small private banks. Now in order to increase growth and decrease inflation, the government started issuing fixed interest bonds, also known as statutory liquidity ratio. It was the amount the banks were required to maintain as certain threshold of government fixed interest bonds. Government in bonds ka use karti thi to develop the infrastructure of the country. Par kya har bank SLR maintain kar paate the? Jawab hai nahi. To in banks ko surplus bank se loan lena padta tha. Ise kuch is tarah soche ki agar aapko apni pocket money se har mahine kuch fixed amount apne dad ko as savings dikhane hain, par har mahine kharche same to nahi hote. तो जिस महीने कम पैसे हैं, तो आप अपने फ्रेंड से एक शॉर्ट टर्म लोन लेंगे। अब इस टाइम तक बैंक्स हैड फिगर्ड आउट अ वे टू मेंटेन दीज फिक्स्ड अमाउंट्स थ्रू अ प्रोसेस कॉल्ड RFD, दैट इज रेडी फॉरवर्ड डील। सिंपल शब्दों में द बैंक्स कुड लेंड एंड बोरो दीज बॉन्ड्स विदाउट इवन परचेजिंग देम। सो नाउ इन प्लेस ऑफ ट्रांसफरिंग बॉन्ड्स दे कुड ट्रांसफर बैंक रिसीट्स। After the payment of the due loan, these bank receipts would simply be cancelled. अब इसमें stock brokers का क्या काम था? Well, brokers एक middleman का role निभाते थे। वो small private banks और बड़े banks में RFD का system बनाए रखते थे। They helped with the borrowing and the payment of their loans, in return getting a significant amount of commission. Harshad Mehta, rather than sticking to two banks, expanded his network to multiple banks. He was easily able to maintain all the records and due to this method also started earning a lot of commission. The RF deal system also placed a great deal of reliance on prominent brokers like Harshad Mehta. Now that he had established trust and confidence of the banks, he got greedy. He could sense monetary growth and results are addictive. Now that he had a plan for him, he needed more money to invest more and to profit more.
Mehta, along with two other banks, namely Bank of Karad and Metropolitan Cooperative Bank, decided to further exploit the loopholes in the system. With the help of these two banks, he was able to forge bank receipts. ये जो नकली receipts थी, उनके पीछे कोई government security नहीं होती थी. इसका मतलब था, they were just pieces of papers with no real value. RBI का काम है कि वो इस process को supervise करे. अगर RBI ने ध्यान दिया होता, तो उन्हें समझ आ गया होता कि ये तो banks के receipts का amount allowed amount से बहुत ज़्यादा है. जब RBI ने कोई problem sense भी किया, तो उन्होंने कोई action नहीं लिया against them. Harshad Mehta made banks write checks to his personal account and used this money to invest in the stock market. He also generated good profits and hence could easily pay back crores of rupees to respective banks. The money involved alone could be as much as rupees 6,000 crores, taken from banks in various ways to fuel in the booming stock market. He was doing well with little to no suspicion. But as they say, sabka dil aata hai. He naturally formed oppositions who didn't like his heights. He attracted the attention of a journalist named Sucheta Dalal. His habit to show off his wealth was going to be the reason of losing it all. Ye to thi hamare part 1 ki kahani. Aage mausam aur bigadne wala hai. Stay tuned to listen Indian history ke sabse bade scam ka natija.